So Brother Steve mentioned Marcos, and rather than take time from him, I'm just going to let him begin. So welcome, Brother Marcos.
Thank you so much. Just be sure you're okay. Just a little plug on the Awana. My 5-year-old granddaughter started Awana last year, and she was learning the books of the Bible. She would go Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, and then skip to Philippians and Colossians, and then she starts 1 Thessalonians, 2 Thessalonians, 3 Thessalonians. No, there is no 3 Thessalonians, honey. But it's a great program. I really encourage the, if you have children, if you know children, bring them. It's a great way of introducing them to the love of the kingdom of God and how God works. I'm looking here on my watch. I went to speak in a church in south of Texas, and the program went on like today, on and on. And then the church is supposed to finish at 12. So the pastor gave me the word at 5 to 12. And then he said, oh, it's no problem, you can speak. But when it was 12 o'clock, there was a gentleman in the front with his alarm. Beep, 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 beep. Oh, man, it's time to finish here. So, okay. So let's not use my time. God is really good. And God is at work today. And he's at work in our heart. He's at work in this world. Sometimes we turn on the TV or the radio or the internet and you see the news. Oh, my goodness, what's going to happen now? God is just calm, like Jesus was on the boat. Everybody's going, Jesus is sleeping there. I tell you, I know why, because I sailed a lot. I work with ships. There is no better way to sleep on the boat. It's just rocking you. And like, I sleep like a baby. And I think that's what was happening with Jesus. He was sleeping there. And everybody going crazy. Lord, can't you see what is happening? And I think a lot of things is just the enemy trying to put us not at ease with everything that's happening. But our response is what the church just did. Give it back to God. Hey, Lord, look at this. And that's what that the church is to give him back to God what he asks us to bring us all our anxiety and bring back to him. And the church has done this. So now it's in his hand. You should not worry anymore because you just pray. I remember my wife and I, we start our ministry. I was a youth ministry in Rio de Janeiro. By the way, my name is Marcos dos Santos, and I'm from Texas, but I was born and raised in Rio de Janeiro. And we had a ministry, a youth ministry. And my wife and I was just like 1 month before getting married, and we didn't have a house to live. And we were looking because God had given, put in our heart that I didn't want to live. It's a big city, so it's all buildings. But we are supposed to have a house. Okay. A house in Rio de Janeiro, is very hard to find. And I went to my friend, and then we found this place. And was very specific. I tell you, if you want something from God, be specific. The more specific you are, the better is his answer. So we found this place, went there to rent the place, and then they didn't want to rent us. Oh, you're a youth organization. They didn't. The next week, the next house came up for rent. We went to got all the paper, went there, And there was one day that I was had to go to the office of this business to finalize the contract. And I talked to my friend. My friend is a lawyer. And I said, hey, can you go with me there? And he said, oh, I can't. I have this appointment. No, you need to go with me there. And I said, no, I can't. Please go with me then. And he looked at me and look, did you pray? Yes. Then go there. So I went there and they signed the contract. But a lot of time is a question. We pray, but we keep holding things. 35 years ago, my wife Carla and I, we joined Mercy Ships. We were young, idealistic, and full of energy. And our desire was to serve God, to fulfill the Great Commission, to go and bring the good news to all the world. That was our desire. We just, hey, I'm here, I'm ready. And I know that many of you are ready. And I know that God is speaking to this church. And I ready, yes, let's go. I was on time in Chile, and then there was this guy, he was so excited. And then they play a joke on him. We are creating a team, and that was back when the Iron Curtain was still on. Oh, we are making a team of people that was just to go there to be a martyr, to die. And this guy, I'm ready to go. And you know, we need people like this. I'm ready to go. Jesus said, go. Okay, Jesus said, go, I'll go. But when we start our ministry to Mercy Ships, Mercy Ships is an organization that we are a Christian organization that our ministry is with hospitals, but we use a ship. So we are a ministry that bring hope and healing through surgeries inside of a ship. And my part is I'm an engineer, a merchant marine engineer, so I work doing commercial ships, and that's my part. And then we joined and was one of the engineers on board the ship. But when we joined, the hospital was only two rooms, very small two rooms there. And there was not today. Today, the ship that we have is called Africa Mercy. This ship has one full deck with a hospital, with six surgery rooms, and six wards for about 100 patients. And we have labs, and we have x-rays, and then CAT scan. You can do everything there. One of the things that we do is, if you join one of the ships, like you become we have a walking blood bank. What means that I was an engineer on our old ship, and then I had to from my cabin to go to the engine room, had to go some stair and go, and then I would go in front of the lab. So I was going down, and the lady came and said, hey, Marcus, come here. Yes. Oh, sit down here. I need your blood because we have a surgery. And you have the right type of blood. So it's a walking bank. That means we have plenty of blood there. They take your blood immediately, and then you are saving your life as well. But it's exciting to see what God is doing. Is so unique. And just last year, the ship sailed for be in a country for 10 months. And we were in Cameroon last year. And during the 10 months we were there, we had 2,494 patients received the surgeries, orthopedic, maxillofacial, reconstructive plastic, general and women's health. The dental team treated 9,050 patients. And there in Africa, it's just not a little decay, you know, it's sometimes a lot of them. And all this is done for free. They don't pay anything. And they sit there and they receive the care that God wants us to give to them. They receive that love of God. I'm so grateful for Pioneer. And how I'm trying to put a lot of pieces together here. So how did I get in touch with the Pioneer? Our ship was in San Francisco. And the chief engineer, I was the second engineer on board the ship, and the chief engineer had a friend. And his friend used to come to this church, Jim McDaniel. If you don't know Jim McDaniel, if you know him, you know him. He's at your face. Salesman, type A, and the truth is the truth. There is no gray area. I love him. And the chief engineer was kind of the same. So he was in our cabin, and we were raising finances and for serving on board the ship. And then the chief engineer knocked in our cabin and came in and said, "Oh, Marcus, here's my friend Jim McDaniel. Do you remember that?" And then they came and said, "Oh, now tell him, what do you need?" And then Jim introduced us to this church. And that was in 1989. And since then, this church has been faithful, helping us to be part of this great ministry. And it's so important what you do. The little that you do is big in the kingdom of God. God multiplies. Everything that you have, God multiplies. I have just a little bit. I just need this. That. For God is big. Because he always multiplies what we have. What you have, he multiplies. I would like to show a video for you there. It's very powerful, this video. That let me know when you're ready. I'll keep talking. I was in the Sunday school class. The one was, well, better stop now because I'm talking. Okay, let's go.
Place your trembling hand in my hand, lay your head on me. You don't have to say a word now, you can let it be. When no one saw you fall or heard your mocker's call, where scars mark you unclean, let the light of day come in. If your heart stuck to beat in your chest and feel the
I would like to read a passage of the Bible in Matthew 9. In Matthew 9, 35-38, it says that Jesus went through all the towns and villages, teaching the synagogues, preaching the good news of the kingdom, and healing every disease and sickness. When he saw the crowds, he had compassion on them, because they were harassed and helpless, like sheep without a shepherd. Then he said to his disciple, "The harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. Ask the Lord of the harvest, therefore, to send out a worker into the harvest field." There's three actions that Jesus do that. The first action, and it's amazing that in this passage, Jesus is modeling what he's going to tell us to do on chapter 28. And then it says that the first thing was he went through all towns and villages. That's what Jesus told us in Matthew 28. Go into all the world. But he modeled first. That's the beautiful of Jesus. He didn't tell you to do anything that he didn't do. You know? He didn't tell us to do anything that he didn't do. And he went to all the villages and towns. And that was the first action. And that's, can you go? Can we do the same action that Jesus has done? He went to the towns and villages. Can we go? Yes, we can. The second action that he did was he taught and he preached the good news of the kingdom. And that was an action. And actually, there is a three action and then a request. And the second action, he preached the good news. What is the good news of the kingdom? The good news of the kingdom is that the news that you hear from the world is always bad news. Bad news is what sells. If today, I hope this don't happen, but if an airplane falls, you'll be in the news. If we want an airplane land safety, nobody hear about. But the good news is there is a God that loves you. There is a God that created this universe, everything. And the Bible says that in Psalms that he knit you in your mother's womb. You are so important. So you are a masterpiece. Do you understand what it means? You are uniquely made. That's the God of the universe. And that's that God that sent his son when we messed up everything. He creates everything perfect. We come there and we messed up everything. And he goes there and bring redemption. So that's the good news. The good news is repent and come back to God. That's the good news. We can repent and come back to God. He also healed all the diseases and sickness. Why do we have a disease? Why do we have sickness? Why? It's because of our own sin. We live in a fallen world. Humanists will tell you that man can fix everything. But we can't. Their message is that man and technology will fix everything. We'll have a perfect world. Yes, God blessed men with technology. And it's amazing to see the kind of surgeries that they do on board, like this kind of, whoa. You know, today the doctors on board, if they encounter something a little bit different, they can, through technology, connect with a specialist in Europe or in the U.S. And talk through as they are doing this thing. That's amazing. But Jesus came and healed all the disease. And that's one of our main ministry, is to bring hope and healing to those that can't afford or is not available to them. And we can go and they receive those surgeries. And they receive it for free. And it's amazing that the incidence of some of these diseases is the same there in Africa that is in here. It's just that a child that is born here with a cleft lip and palate don't even leave the hospital without doing the surgery. But there, they normally are delivering in their own house. That is, we would not even call it a house. And he healed. But then he makes a request. Pray for the Lord of the harvest. Who is the Lord of the harvest? God. To send workers. Do you see the connection here? Jesus is looking there and see a lot of bad things. And then he goes there and he do whatever he can do. But then he connect us, you and me, and say, you pray for the Lord of the harvest to send the workers. Now, guess who are those workers that God will send? You and me. Man, Jesus is smart. You know, like, whoa, this is genius. You pray, so God, you send somebody, that's you. I'm always amazing with the wisdom that comes in the Word of God and how Jesus worked through our lives and impacting us and changing us. But most important in this passage is that the difference between Jesus and the world is Jesus' compassion. He stopped and he had compassion of them. He stopped and then he loved them in a way that hurt the inside of him and compels him to help. And that's the church have. The church has compassion because we have Jesus. And this compassion is what moves us. Oh, it's getting there. My time is... I'm getting there. My job is to train, because we are a hospital ministry inside of a ship, which means that... And this ship is, the category is a passenger ship. So we, all the training, all the certificates, who have been in a cruise recently? I know that Jane went you went to a cruise. Yes, the same credentials that the people that work in the cruise line, we do have to have in terms of training and certificate. So I'm in charge of all the training and certification from the captain, the chief engineer, and then if you decide, hey, Marcus, I want to sign up and go tomorrow, I'll be in charge of your training as well. So you are lucky, okay? And once a year, about once or twice a year, I go to Africa. We provide a lot of training in Texas. That's our headquarters. And then I go to the ship and I bring instructors. We provide training for people that cannot come to Texas. And there is a lot of training going on. And One time we went in Sierra Leone, and I did my training, and was a Friday afternoon. And every Friday, mostly the technical people, we have a ministry with the Jesus film. And this film is amazing. That film is being translated, I don't know how many languages. If you go to a place and there is one language that nobody speaks, then probably the film Jesus is being translated to that. And that film it's not a Hollywood made film, but has such an anointing. And people, when they see it and they see Jesus, is they get transformed. And we have this, it's mostly the engineers, the deck guys. Every Friday, they go out to a place, depending on the country that we are, and then they show the film. And then the guy that was in charge, was the chief engineer, that's a very good friend of mine. He's from Sri Lanka, Ananda Samarawera. And every time we go, Ananda, when I was showing the film Jesus, oh, this thing, okay, we go together. But it was rainy season in West Africa. Rainy season in West Africa is not rainy season. If you be in Texas, that you know that flash flood, it's the rain comes and really rain a lot. And for about 10, 15 minutes, then it's gone. No, in West Africa, when it rains, and it's like a flood, and it's rain hard and for hours and hours and hours. And the only place that I seen that rain so much was in the Amazon. The rainy season is several months, and it was rain. So I finished everything. I said, I don't think anybody is going to show a film of Jesus with this rain, because it's an open air. Oops. That was the thunder. So like sound effect here. So I was like, Friday, had to work all day long. And do I go? Don't think so I go. No. In my mind, like, you know, I changed. Anyway, I changed, went down the gangway. For my surprise, there was already a group of people all waiting to go to show the film of Jesus. Okay. But it was raining. We were in like a little tent. So before we had a group then, and they introduced everybody. And my friend Ananda, the chief engineer, said, okay, let's pray here. And Marcus, can you pray so the rain stop? I said, thank you, Ananda. Oh, look, all this, in my mind, I was thinking, I didn't say that. Look at all these Africans, they have a lot of faith. Why don't you ask them? Why are you asking me to pray to stop the rain? Okay, so pray don't cost anything. So I prayed, Lord, would you please make that when we get there and there is no rain and we are able to show the film Jesus. So we got into the cars and started to drive, and the streets there in Freetown were like a flood. Beside this, just all this was raining. Lord, it's better you do something here. So we went there. Just before we get to the place, we drove for about 1 hour, and the sky's clear. Everything was dry. And then we showed the film. A lot of people, we stop in the street and a lot of people come by. And then when they do, they call people forward, the people goes then and we pray. And it was amazing. But do you know what? Did I have faith to pray? Oh, to pray? Yes, I had prayed. But wasn't my faith. Was the faith of everyone that stepped in faith and walked down that gangway and was waiting to go, even though we knew that there was no way that we could show the video. To put the generator on, and that is no lies. You have to put your generator on, and people come and be there and watch. But was God told me that was everyone faith that stepped down that gangway and was ready to go. And this way is what I do. Is your faith that is helped me to do and many other people to do what you do. Every missionary that you support is your faith enabling them to do what God told them to do. But actually what God told them to do is telling you to do. And you are doing through them. And that's how the kingdom of God works. And how is that the kingdom of God expands? The kingdom of God is always expands, always moving forward. We might think, oh my goodness, what's going to happen now? Hey, Jesus is just there relaxing, enjoying his cruise. And he wants you to enjoy his cruise as well. Our life is that journey that we have with God. Our family is growing. I bring greetings from my wife. I think many of you has been praying for her throughout the year. She had a lot of health issues. And it's amazing. My wife was always being strong and, don't tell her, stubborn as well. And we had three children, all normal labor. And when we moved to Texas, she was in this car accident that since then her health has been always affecting in a way or another. But right now she's doing a lot better. And we thank you so much for all the prayers that many people in this church bring for us, and continue to pray for us as we attempt to do what God wants us to do. Right now, we have two grandson and one granddaughter, and I think I mentioned this before. Our oldest daughter, she's bipolar, and she lives with us. And she's brilliant. When she graduated high school, she was, I think, seventh place in her class. She had the highest SAT from the whole school. And she got a full scholarship on a Christian university. But it was then that we found out that she was bipolar. She could never complete. And so she lives with us. Her name is Cassia. Just pray for her that the Lord is very hard on her. And she's very sweet. But the mental illness, the hard things on mental illness is that you look somebody like me and you don't, what's wrong with him? Everything looks fine. But inside is not. Our middle daughter lives in Minneapolis and have two grandsons. And our younger daughter, we have our granddaughter. And she moved last year back to with us. She had lost her job and got another job and lost the other job. And so tomorrow, she just got an offer for a job. And I told in the Sunday school, the problem with them is they are so smart. It's like, no comprendo. and say, honey, I would like to be smart as you are. I always had to study so much. just pray for them. So Kayla, our youngest one, she got an offer for a job, but she had applied for another one that she would like better. And so tomorrow she has to accept or not accept that job, that really the Lord guide her. And it's a blessing that she got this new job. One of the blessings of our ministry is that Mercy Ships is building a new ship. And we'll be ready next year, around summertime. And the new ship, and there is enough work in Africa for us to have two ships work at the same time in Africa. The new ship, you saw that ship that you saw on the video, is a, in ship's term, is a 15,000-ton ship. the new ship will be 37,000 tons. And we'll be able to almost double our capacity. And the ships that we have is older ship that we transform into a hospital. This new ship is, the hospital is already built there. And God has blessed us so much, giving us so much favor. And it costs about $120 million, and it's all paid. Well, we still need money to operate it, that we are working. It's not like you have this great car, but then you have to put the gas on it. Oh! So, but God is good. And is expanding his kingdom through us. There is many other organizations that God is raising and the church to expand his kingdom. And I keep having in my mind that you need to understand that God is the one expanding his kingdom. You know? The Bible says that we are more than conquerors. Somehow we keep with that idea of survival. There is no survival in the Bible. It's you are more than conquerors. The concept of, oh, I survived that. No, that's not a biblical concept. That's a humanistic, worldly kind of thinking. We are conquerors. Yes, we're going to be purified. God allowed those things to come to purify us so we get better without impurities. What burns is the impurities. But God is very good. Thank you so much for this church and what you have done for us, how you have prayed and given for, I think next year will be about 30 years. 30 years. I don't know if we have a time for one question. Okay. Oh, yes, that's an excellent question. It's already know that infection, a lot of people die because of infection after the surgery or during the surgery done actually from the surgery. And what we do is people come from places really bad. Oh, let's put it this way. Really bad. Let's be like Trump. Really bad. What we do, we when we go to a country, we create some place that's called Hope Center. Normally, it's a government or the hospital place that we go and we fix and we arrange that the patient can come and stay there. For instance, a baby with a cleft lip, cleft palate. I'm an engineer, so bear with me. And normally, this baby is malnourished. And they are very weak, and they need a time where we are feeding them so they are strong enough to have the surgery. So we have this Hope Center that they can come and be fed, but also for those that do the surgery and we don't want to send them to the condition where they came from, they can go to this Hope Center and where the bandages are done. They don't need the hospital care, but they need that care. So that's one of the ways that we work. Another way is we are doing a lot of medical training. And one of the training that we do is with the local people from the local. We work a lot with the local hospital and provide the training, and especially on the World Health Organization has, they call a checklist, because on how to do the procedures and in a way that you minimize the chances of infection. Did that answer your question? Thank you.
We're going to do a couple of quick things. If you have children in the children's ministry team needs you to go and begin to pick up those kids. We're going to pray together. And I also want to say that for those that are interested, we're going to be going to Wonderful Chinese in Pleasant Valley and having lunch. And so if you'd like to join us, the tab is on you for yours. And but we're going to gather together to do that. And I don't want to cut Marcos short, but you've heard his story. A few years ago, Nick Sanderson, one of our young people, went and spent 9 months on the Mercy Ship volunteering. Pioneer Bible Church and some of you supported him. God may stir your heart to be part of this ministry, and there are probably many different ways that you could volunteer to go and work with Mercy Ships. But what we want to happen is we want you, the body of Pioneer Bible Church, to know your missionaries. Our church sends a check, but we want you to know Marcos and Carla and pray for them and pray for the Mercy Ships. And so it is a privilege and an honor to have him come and share with us. So we're just going to end our service today. I would like to pray for Marcos and his family and Mercy Ships, and then we will be done for today. So would you bow with me and let's pray. Our Father, we are so grateful the ways that you are working in this world to share the good news of the gospel. Father, I thank you for this scripture that Marcos has brought to us, how Jesus went into the villages preaching the good news and healing the sick and the diseased. God, it was through that human touch of compassion, the same ways that we reach out through Awana and through different ministries here, God, that people know that we care. And Lord, Mercy Ships has targeted a very needy continent and a very needy area of ministry where people are suffering. And God, I thank you. And we prayed this morning, and I pray now that from the west coast of Africa, the testimony of Jesus would ripple all across the countries that are in the continent of Africa, and that people would come to know Jesus. Lord, we pray for Marcos and for Carla and their family, that you would strengthen them and provide for them, Lord, and for all of this Mercy Ship ministry. Thank you for the way that you just continually, miraculously support and supply the needs that they have. Father, we're honored to be part of your family and part of ministries. So we lift them up and we pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
God bless you. And I'm so glad you were here. Thank you.